back for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and you're going to want your pencils and papers, folks, because you or your friends are one day going to be approached by some of these programs, and you're going to be put in a classroom someplace and going to go through weeks and weeks of study, and you'll be very sincere and you'll be very motivated because they're going to motivate you. And then you got to watch out because many times they ask you to do things that you just know in your heart are not right, like taking property from people and not paying for it and those kind of things. But let's go back now to Desert Owl, our buddy that was a trucker for years and years and handed out Aid and Abet police newsletters to many highway patrolmen and police officers. It was a good friend of ours, and I hear he's in prison now, Larry. Go right ahead with the story.
Well, yeah, I'm just kind of flabbergasted that this example is that I wanted to use during this program that I learned about from reading letters to me by Desert Owl's girlfriend. I'm just astounded that you knew him.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what happened in that situation is Desert Owl ran across this lady, probably about his same age. They became fast friends, and he ultimately moved in with her. And she was going through a problem. She had moved into her parents had died, so she moved into the family estate, you know, probably maybe a farm or something like that. I gathered it would be a farm.
Yeah.
But, you know, her sister, this lady's sister, you know, wanted to do something with the estate. And, you know, but Desert Owl got so wrapped up into this We Are Brits stuff that he soon came to look at everything, you know, anybody that opposed the family, be it law enforcement or, you know, just this lady's sister. He had this idea in his head that, you know, gee, the Brits are really taking over. And one day, the sister of Desert Owl's girlfriend, he was living in her house, the family estate. One day, the sister came over, and, you know, this proposition that we're still Brits, you know, the law enforcement was coming into this situation involving these two sisters and their battle over the old homestead. Desert Owl perceived that this was really the machinations of the British conspiracy, and a fight broke out when the sister was there, you know, the sister of his girlfriend. And, you know, when the dust settled, she was dead.
Oh, my goodness.
And Desert Owl shot her.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got contacted by the sister, you know, to see if I could defend him on murder charges.
Yeah.
So Desert Owl got convicted in that case, and he's serving time now. And that brings up another story about what something that happened here in Alabama. Some folks from Florida had been in the freedom movement for a number of years. And, you know, I think they're probably followers of the sovereignty movement. And this one lady who's now been executed, you know, she came from a good family, and she had a good marriage. But ultimately, this marriage was dissolved by means of a divorce. And there were problems over custody and child support and things of that nature. But, you know, she went over to try to find her solutions to her problems in the freedom movement. And ultimately, you know, as a result of the problems arising from the divorce, she and some fellow that she met in the freedom movement decided to leave Florida, and they were driving through Alabama.
Oh, this is the ones that shot the highway patrolman or somebody.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so they pull into, we do it every day. We stop the car and hop in to go into a quick stop to get a drink. Well, that's what happened that day. And when the dust settled, there was a cop dead.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that case. Matter of fact, both she and him from prison have contacted us here at Aid and Abet. And
she's been executed.
She's been executed now. And I think his day is coming up. Very, very sad case, folks. We'll be right back with more of the program right after these important messages.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com. Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
We have on with us attorney Larry Beecraft, and I believe that we're in agreement here at our two police and military associations that he's won more cases for Patriots than anyone in the country, and some very, very important cases. And I'm looking up here, Larry, at my wall, and when I heard about Desert Owl, and I think about this couple who got in a shootout with a highway patrolman, and he died. And she's been executed already, and I believe the other, the fellow, her boyfriend's going to get executed. I'm looking here at H.L. Mencken's quote. It says, to die for an idea is unquestionably noble, but how much more noble it would be if men died for ideas that were true. And so we have to be real careful, folks, that we don't get wrapped up with ideas that are not true for some reason. It's sad, but true, that you can be right, and an honorable person still end up in prison. But a lot of these ideas, Larry, are not true when you do the investigation, which you have in many of these areas. Please continue on.
Well, that's so true. You know, if you're going to take on a battle with the government, then I would suggest you have a very solid legal foundation. Even with a solid legal foundation, you got a hard road to hoe.
True.
But then if you've got an argument that simply doesn't wash, that is baseless, that is untrue, it's false, your fate is a whole lot worse.
Very much so.
You know, I just see it over and over and over again. You know, and it seems like to me, you know, Jack, the civil rights movement is something we lived through. And you had a segment of American society, far smaller than the freedom movement today, that had an impact, a national impact. They got unified. They pulled together. Well, we're watching the same thing now today with the immigrants, illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, they will come together and do something, and they'll have an impact upon American society. So here are two movements, the civil rights movement and what's going on today, the illegal immigrant movement.
I'm
in favor of the civil rights movement. Those people really had an impact upon America.
That's true.
They had less power than the freedom movement today. Today we have the illegal immigrants that are exercising their power. But I look around to the freedom movement. You know, you probably got more people that have a vested interest in the outcome of the freedom movement. It's got to be the largest segment of American society.
Absolutely, yeah.
And my question is, why can't this movement even be as effective as the civil rights movement? And one of the reasons why I think that it's ineffective is, number one, the freedom movement people are individualistic. Trying to pull them together to do something concrete is like, you know, pouring water on a duck's back.
Yeah.
They're too individualistic. But then again, you know, there's a lot of people out here. You know, these are my clients. I'm going to describe my clients. They reach a certain point. You know, either they got an existing problem and they run over to the freedom movement looking for an answer, or they reach their own personal breaking point, and they decide, I've had enough, and they start their one-man battle with the government. And these one-man battles with the government, you know, I mean, when you look at how the FBI and CIA and, you know, all these law enforcement agencies under the federal government, you know, take a look at the special agents of the IRS. All those are large law enforcement organizations. And they're backed up by the Department of Justice, which is the largest law firm in the entire world.
True, yeah.
And, you know, a one-man battle, you know, I see them over and over and over again. You had Dixon Cannon. He started his one-man battle. He had enough.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I have a sneaky suspicion a lot of it was prompted probably because of economics. But nonetheless, he threw down the gauntlet and you know, made a challenge to the federal government, got convicted and went to jail.
Yeah.
You know, there's too many of these people that are ready to, you know, they've reached the breaking point, and after that point is reached, emotion takes over.
Right. Yeah.
And
the right-way law guys come in and hit on your emotions.
Yeah.
You know, they key in on your emotions with the right-way law and other programs, and we're all emotional. You talk about patriotism, love of God and country, and my goodness gracious, people that are frustrated and just know that this nation should be heading in a different direction, you can motivate them to do things, brother, that sometimes they should not do or even consider. Larry, would you mind if we opened up the phones at this time?
You're the host.
Okay, let's do that, folks, because we're running out of time here. But we also want to have Larry give out contact information, website information, and so forth that he believes would help all of us in our studies and our research. Folks, if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right. And Larry, would you like to give out contact information now?
Well, the best thing for people to remember, just get on the Internet, go to Google, and type in Becraft Briefs, you know, like a law brief.
Okay.
Becraft Briefs. And it'll take you to my website.
All right.
And,
yeah.
You know, you can read some of my stuff, briefs that are posted there. You can read them, and my address is on them. So people can contact me that way.
Fantastic.
But, you know, Jack, what's most important is that I think this movement, the message of freedom is a message that the oppressed parts of the world can understand. You know, like I hear recently, you know, they're talking about the situation in Darfur, Africa.
Right, yeah.
You know, you got all these oppressed people, people that are being, you know, caught in the crossfire of two warring factions.
Thank you,
Kelly. In their country. Those people are yearning for freedom. They know what it's like to be deprived of it, and they're yearning for it.
Yeah.
So, but if you look back, not only is the yearning for freedom something that is detectable on the face of this earth today, but history reveals that people have hungered for freedom.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
The message of the freedom movement is one, is very profound. It's very noble. But
yeah.
A big problem that we have, and something that, you know, the participants of this movement have basically given it a black eye, and the message of the freedom movement, you know, freedom, something that has historically and in today's world has an attractive appeal, you know, now here in this country, the freedom movement is kind of looked on and despised by the rest of America.
That's true.
And one of the reasons why is because of a lot of the garbage that's flowed through the movement. I think that we've got to clean up the image of this freedom movement, have an attractive message, and you know once you start enlisting support from just the Joe Sixpack and Sally Housewife, you know, if we could ever reach that, then you know maybe we could. Have a million man march in Washington D.C., or maybe
be
we
wonderful.
Can have, you know, people all across the country demonstrating on a certain day.
I'm looking forward to that, brother. Let's go real quick now to Alex Jones. That's on the line here, brother Alex. Welcome to the program.
Well, I tell you, I'm a big fan of Mr. Breedcraft. Never interviewed him, but I should. But I was just driving around doing errands, listening to you guys over the last 45 minutes or so, and I wanted to just make a few points. In my own 12 years experiencing this, Jack's been experiencing it for over a quarter century, and Mr. Beecraft has as well. And you're right, there's nothing more noble than standing up against tyranny. What happens is you get three different types that are on the bad side. You've got the egomaniac who just wants to be a cult leader, who attacks everyone else in the Patriot or freedom movement. I now like to call it the truth movement to get away from the stigma. Then you have the agent provocateur, or you have the nut. And I've dealt with all three of these types, and the egomaniacs basically just attack everybody. The agent provocateur or agent does that as well. And then there's just crazies who want to believe they all have this special alchemy, this mumbo jumbo. And really all I see is that it gets people in prison. It gets them in jail. And nothing against the militia. We're all in the militia. I always see these people wearing camouflage at, you know, big city meetings, and really that's just an outfit. That's like Halloween dress-up. My camouflage is a polo shirt and slacks or a suit, or, you know, and so it's also an image thing, and I've been able to defeat legislation. We've been able to do so many big things because we have tried to present ourselves, you know, even though we're aggressive about it, as we're the mainstream, we're wearing the white hats, we're going to win. A lot of these egomaniac types, this is such an important subject, I want to get Larry on my own show to talk about this.
Good.
Excuse me. A lot of these egomaniac types, they get mad when we start winning. They get mad when we have successes.
Absolutely.
They get mad. They think, well, that shows that they must be feds because they're having success. No, we're not kook white trash. That's why we're having success. And these people have been kind of a dam so much that's blocked up so many victories we would have had. And so many others then get confused by it and kind of it snowballs. They pick up this loser mentality. And a lot of times the snowball is started by the COINTELPRO agents, and I even know who some of them are.
Okay. Well, Alex, brother, thank you for that, and I do pray you'll have Larry on because we're having a lot of people, great American people, going to prison because they're being snookered some way or another, and we need to get the word out. So, Larry, or Alex, did you have more to say? You want to hold over? Or?
Yeah, let's have you hold over.
Okay, yeah, hold over, Alex, if you can. Larry wants to speak to you. Hold, be right back.
you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And, yes, I have a good friend up here. Not even I could shoot an arrow from my compound bow and hit this guy's house from my house here that lost his house, went to prison, lost his family because of right way law. And it's very, very sad, folks. We've got to step back. We get motivated in these programs, step back and start thinking about what is moral and what is not moral. And these people wouldn't be going to prison, Larry and Alex, if they just realize that taking people's property without paying for it is not right. I don't care what you want to call it, patriotism or whatever. Many of these things, we get caught up in these programs that just are not correct morally. So let's go right back. Larry, did you want to make a comment?
Hey, Jack, yeah. Let me make a comment, then I want to pose a question to Alex.
Okay, go right ahead.
You know, this nation was birthed in trying times. We had a Revolutionary War that was going on. We had the economy was falling apart. We had rampant inflation. You know, you can read all sorts of historical texts to talk about, you know, this country that we had rolls out of basically a crashed economy. We had rampant inflation with the colonial script.
Yes.
All right. But from that, great things happened. Well, let's move forward into time. Let's go back to the time of the fall of the Iron Curtain, back in 89, 90, and 91. You know, right after that, the Soviet Union went through very trying times. They had rampant inflation, you know, economic privations. You know, I think we can all recall seeing in the news of those days that, you know, there were people on the streets, you know, just selling anything and everything just to try to survive. Let's move over to Africa right now, Zimbabwe. What Zimbabwe is doing, what the government is doing there is basically destroying the economy. You know, they've got rampant inflation. You know, they're right now they're the country in the world that's had the worst inflation. You know, Brazil, you know, maybe 10 years ago went through rampant inflation. You know, it destroyed their economy. And yet, all of those are examples, historical examples and very recent examples of what we are on the verge of going through.
Indeed, yeah.
And, you know, I expect maybe this fall, but certainly by next year, you know, with the price of gasoline is going up because the dollar's depreciating. The Federal Reserve note is depreciating. But it's probably going to pick up speed, and I expect in the next 2 to 5 years, we're going to go through much the same thing that Russia went through in the early 90s, Brazil went through in the mid-90s, and that Zimbabwe is going through right now. You know, the government is going to inflate, it's going to destroy, you know, the economy by paying off this unpayable debt, and they're going to do it by means of inflation. And when that happens, that's just one thing that can happen. Inside that mix of economic turmoil, you're going to have political turmoil and everything else. So this country is on the cusp, on the verge of going into very serious, trying times. If this movement does not get its act together, if this movement does not clean itself up and become something that can save this country, then it's going to be agony when all this chaos starts.
Granddaddy said, Katie, bar the door.
Alex, what do you think we ought to do with all these people that you've just described, the Asiat provocateurs and the madmen? You know, how do we do it? Right now, I have been attacked by so many blue and madmen, I've pulled in my horns. You know,
well,
for years
you know,
I've tried to point out the problems that these guys create, and all it gets is a defamation as payment.
Well, this segment's almost out of time, so I'm going to get out of here. I just want to say that you're absolutely right. We need just to ignore them and not give them attention so that we have to respond sometimes and expose what they're doing. But the good news, I think, kind of on its own, a lot of the false propaganda movement in our own movement has really petered out, and we've got a whole new crop of young people and others that are waking up. But you're right. We're really one of the only hopes for this country, with God's help, to turn it around, because there's great opportunities during these crises that you just mentioned that I agree are coming and already here. Two, when people are asking questions, get them over on our side. And then just in closing, we're going to do something about it coming up in June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles. And both you guys are invited. We're going to have a 9/11 Truth Conference. We're going to have a lot of big names there in Los Angeles, and we've got the details up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we need to expose how the government, the criminal elements in it, are using these crises to bring in this growing police state that we're all facing. So I wanted to invite folks to come to that event as well. But Mr. Beecraft, I'll be contacting you in the very near future, and Jack, it's always great to listen to you.
Well, thanks, Alex.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for getting Larry on. We've got to save a lot of our people that are heading to prison right now and don't even know it.
Well, I mean, a lot of people put themselves into this paranoid mode and start creeping around thinking secret agents are after them, and then that draws the authorities. When you act guilty, when you act weird, that brings down the heat on you. When you're up front and out in the open, people respect you and end up joining you and working with you. I mean, right now I talk to so many government people like never before that are listening to what I and Jack and others have to say. So right now we're bringing in a great harvest.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Alex.
Take care.
Take care now. Okay, folks, yes, we are awakening many, many people. Larry Beecraft and D.B. Kidd and the great work they're doing, and Alex Jones and all the listeners out there that are actively handing out material and telling people to tune in to talk radio. It's working. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes with more of the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Well, folks, we've got to go to the phone lines. Larry, we've got five people holding on the line that want to talk to you. Let's go to Sonny in Tennessee. Sonny, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Larry B. Kraft.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
How you doing, Sonny?
I hope you can hope my cell phone holds out. I just want to tell you, don't leave out Team Law, that group that almost got me put in jail. I was able to recover. I mean, it's going to be tough. I'm 61 years old, and I thought I was getting legal tax advice from them.
What was the name of it, Sonny?
Team Law.
Team Law. Are you familiar with that, Larry?
I've encountered them, yes. And,
okay.
What was the name of the guy?
It's not that anything they're saying is not true, necessarily. It's that most people are not set up or have the time or resources to fight the onslaught you're going to get into when you start it. You don't have the resources as a single person to do that.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody's one-man battle.
And you can say that some of the stuff that they passed into law for the IRS is unconstitutional. I agree with that. The thing of it is, I don't have the resources to win that case in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And hang on to any of my assets in the meantime.
Yeah.
So when you send somebody out doing those sort of things, and then I call them up and I said, hey, you told me to do it like this, and this is the way I did it, and they told me it was a frivolous return, and he said, oh, I didn't say that.
Well, Phil Marsh was doing the same thing back in the early 90s. Phil Marsh had the pilot connection and,
yes,
you know, did the same thing. And, you know, Phil Marsh was just charging an arm and a leg for getting people into troubles. It was a break into jail program.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If I hadn't happened upon a real good tax attorney, I would have lost everything. And it's still going to be tough as I'm approaching retirement. I'm going to be paying the IRS right up until I'm 65 if everything works out.
So sorry to hear about that, Sonny. Okay.
Yeah, it's my fault, but I just want people to know that you can't take one man and take on the government. You're exactly right. It doesn't matter how right you are.
Okay, Sonny. Well, thank you for calling in, and I hope you'll call back again, Sonny, and God bless you, and I hope people will pray for you and your situation there, Sonny. You take care. Now, let's go to Phil in California. Phil, you're on with Larry Beecraft.
Hello.
Greetings, Phil.
How you doing? Hey, I wanted to have a little dialogue with you on some of the subjects that you brought up. First of all, I'm in agreement with Alex Jones as far as the camouflage. We should dress like they dress so that we can camouflage ourselves to look just like them.
True. Very good.
When we go into court, we should wear a suit and a tie. I resisted this for a long time, but I realize now it just throws them for a loop because they don't expect you to look like they want you to look. So it's best to wear the appropriate attire in dealing with these people. As far as the freemen and all them, weren't they just basically doing what the government allows the banks to do to everybody else?
Yeah, the problem is you got a powerful system. You know, I've got over on my website a tremendous amount of historical material that relates to the monetary system. I think you need to read Edwin Vieira's book called Pieces of Eight. It's only 1,600 pages long, and
yes.
It takes up two volumes. You know, when you want to tangle with the Federal Reserve, you know, you're not tangling with your next-door neighbor.
That's
you're tangling
right.
with the system, and that system is incredibly powerful.
I think
not only will they personally, I think that the war in Iraq is really for the benefit of the Federal Reserve to keep the credit system based upon oil. I think that's the primary reason we're over in Iraq to secure an oil supply, but we're also over there to keep the world. Payments for oil denominated in the Federal Reserve notes. So these people are powerful. They can send armies across the oceans onto different continents. Well, when you're dealing with something that powerful, you can't be just running off and exposing yourself to great harm.
I agree with you, but don't you? I think the average individual in his dealings with government is generally on a local level, such as local police agencies and city agencies and such. And, what are we supposed to do in dealing with these people? Are we supposed to just go along with the program with them? I mean, you make a statement that these people are too much for us to fight. But
now you're asking almost the unknowable question. I've reached a point where, I like to build legal arguments. That's what I do. But you got to have a very strong. The purpose of this program, I don't think we'll have the opportunity to address and answer the question you've just posed. The purpose of this program is just to simply let people know that there's a lot of things that are floating around out there that sound good, but they're very dangerous.
I agree. How do you feel about jail?
Well, I'd like to see them. We do have a big problem. If you go back and take a look at just the constitutional history of this country, you know, the federal government has, thanks to the courts, the courts have assisted in the aggregation of power. You know, for example, just on interstate commerce powers of Congress, you know, they used to be very limited. The courts would construe them in a very limited fashion. However, today, hey, I've got an interstate commerce problem. But before I came on this show, I was reading the most current interstate commerce cases. And according to the judges today, we've gone from times in the past when interstate commerce powers were very limited to now, today, what the courts will tell you is Uncle Sam can basically control anything and everything through the interstate commerce powers.
Look at the gentleman in Arizona that had the machine gun got busted for the Matty Griffin. He had an interstate commerce issue, and they ruled in his favor in the ninth. But I think he went to the Supreme Court, and they remanded it back in light of
Yeah, do a decision. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And we've got to
go, Phil. Okay, we appreciate you calling in. And let's go to Joe in Texas now. Joe, welcome to the program. You're on with Larry B. Kraft.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello,
yeah,
Joe.
I had, three ideas, and I just wonder your opinion on them. As far as getting states out of your marriage licenses and land patents, and another one would be these epistle things or apostille things. They're supposed to be in place of a driver's license. I just wonder your opinion on those three items.
Well, I'll tell you, you may not have been listening at the start of the show, but we've already covered the origins of the land patent argument. The land patent argument, I don't know what is being promoted today, but the way it was promoted by Carol Landee back in the mid-80s, 20 years ago, you know, bring the land patent up into your name, and that'll defeat even a mortgage that you have given. That type of an argument simply will not fly, and it sent a bunch of people to jail. The apostille argument, you know, it sounds like the resurrection of something that Jerry Ritchie was talking about long ago. Maybe about 20 years, there was a fellow in the tax movement by the name of Jerry Ritchie. He had a small little group up in Indiana, and he made the argument. He simply looked at the 1040 instruction booklet and said, oh, it's got a label on it. Well, label is a term that relates to the administration of estates. So Jerry reached this conclusion that, you know, the 1040 form was really related to estate matters. And the 1040 is really a will. Well, that kind of floated around for a period of time, and people bought that type of an argument, and it got a lot of people into trouble. What they're saying about apostilles, what argument can you explain a little bit further what the nature of that argument is?
Well, it's just like people that say you can use that in place of a driver's license as a means of identification, and just use that to say, well, I don't need a driver's license. I got this apostille thing in place of the driver's license. I guess that's what it was to be used as.
There have been a lot of people that have come along with arguments about driving. You know, the right to travel is a central feature of the driver's license argument. I personally believe in that. However, my personal conclusion about driver's licenses is that you license people. You know, this is something a little bit different. You know, that may have some relationship to the sovereignty argument. But the purpose of a driver's license, virtually nationwide, the object of the licensing requirement is a lawful subject of legislation. That's a term that Congress has used whenever they created territories. They described the legislative power of a territory as lawful subjects of legislation. Well, lawful subjects of legislation is also a good term to use in reference to the power of a current state today, lawful subjects of legislation. Well, the lawful subject of driver's license legislation, invariably the statutes that I've looked at, is a guy known as a resident. Well, you know, the reason I will get a driver's license from the state of Alabama, it's an identification, and it allows me, when I go into other states and I am not a citizen of that other state, it enables me to have certain privileges. So, you know, I think that when people come along and denigrate the driver's license issue, you need to know who is the lawful subject of legislation of state licensing laws. Invariably, that is a lawful subject of legislation known as Mr. Resident. And my personal conclusion is what a resident is a resident of a non-citizen.
Yeah,
and so the licensing power of the state, the lawful subject of legislation for a state, extends to a resident, which I believe is a non-citizen. And so when a non-citizen comes to this state and wants to be able to drive, then it's within the power of the state to require that he get a license. But as to a citizen, I can get a license from here in Alabama, and then I can hop in my car and drive all the way to Washington State. And I'm not a citizen of those places, and I'm a non-resident of those places, but it sure confers a benefit upon me.
Thank you, Joe, for calling in. Let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on with Larry B. Kraft.
Yes, thanks, gentlemen. I'm glad you tied
morality to the law earlier. I think, like you mentioned about the guy issuing the phony drafts, of course, that is, of course, fundamentally immoral. And to extend this, I think that any properly well-rounded, fully informed juror, of which I hope we can generate tens of millions of them.
I hope so. Yeah.
I think that any such person should have be able to cognizantly articulate that all law is legislation of morality or procedural thereto, have a full understanding of that and why it is so, and that this is true of our many fundamentally or extensionally immoral laws that we have on the books. They are no less a legislation of morality, albeit a twisted one.
Yes,
now,
so true.
And in that regard, and, you know, like the socialists, typically the Democrats on the Hill, the same ones that insist that we can't legislate morality. As soon as you go to cut some socialism program, what do they say? You can't do that. That would be immoral.
That'd be immoral, yeah.
So these liars who state we can't legislate morality want to do just that. So why we should buy their lies, of course. So now, we extend that further to where we have, I think, these fully informed jurors. We have rampant gambling coming in, you know, in a lot of our states now to... I mean, after all, they are hard-pressed to finance our logarithmically expanding socialist spending programs. So they're hard, you know, they are put in a tight spot for the house.
We've got to get off here, Roger.
Yeah,
I think
we should have our fully informed jurors refused to return guilty verdicts for counterfeiting until the federal government stops counterfeiting itself, refuse to return guilty verdicts for gambling until the government declares it immoral. God bless y'all.
Okay, thanks, Roger.
Have a good day.
Any comments, Larry?
Let's go into the break and come back with a...
Okay. Yeah, we've got
deck.
Jeff and David still on the line. So, Larry, I want to say once again, how do people get a hold of you? Would you say that again before we...
Get on Google, and with Google, just type in Beecraft Briefs, and that will carry you to my website.
Okay. Beecraft Briefs. Okay. I did it this morning by putting Attorney Larry Beecraft, and boy, your Beecraft Briefs just popped right up there. Yes, sir, folks. So that's how to get a hold of him. And, folks, you need to read some of this material because it'll set you right on a lot of these issues. Larry has put literally thousands and thousands of hours, I can tell, into the research he's done into these programs. And you need to read that, and some of you, it'll keep you out of prison. It certainly will. Okay, folks, we'll be right back here. We've got Jeff in New Mexico. Hang on, Jeff. We'll be right back to you and try to get to David in Arizona, too. All right, let's see. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I am sitting here at the headquarters of our two police and military associations. And this next week, we're going to come out with one of our most important publications, and it is on how the jurors, prospective jurors, can go into jury rooms and have the ability to know what their powers and duties are and exercise those powers and duties. Try to help people out that we talk about on this program all the time that have been railroaded into prison. We've got FBI agents. We've got friends of mine in law enforcement that have tried to expose the criminals high up in our government and in society, and all of a sudden they end up in prison because the juries don't know their duties and powers. And so I hope you'll get a hold of Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. And we'll get a copy of this latest newsletter coming out. And you can do that by going to jackmclamb.com. Jack McLam, and that's spelled M-C, capital L-A-M-B, .com, and pull up our website there. We'll be back. Larry, are you there?
I'm here, Jack.
Okay. I don't know why we haven't come up on the break yet. I was waiting for the music. I thought we were going to come to a break.
But so you want to take another caller?
Yeah, let's just go to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, go right ahead until we hear the music.
Are you and Larry insinuating that the Minutemen going to Crawford, Texas today is unwise for the freedom movement? Because that's the first thing that came into my mind is they're going to Crawford, and then you're talking about nuts, and that made me think you're insinuating that those guys are nuts.
No, not at all.
They're not nuts, but a good friend of mine, Davey Kidd, just got through going through an inspection of the Minuteman program, and I talked to her. She just came back from a trip. Those guys are great. They need our support.
Yes, and same with us cops and soldiers. We support the Minutemen, too. Jeff, hang on. We'll be right back. Be right back, Jeff. Okay, folks, we're up on the break. We'll be back, and we'll be closing out the program, okay, with Larry B. Craft. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any 2 gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Coming in hot, as they say in the military. We've only got a few minutes left. Let's go back to Jeff real quick. Jeff, were you finished, Jeff?
No.
Okay, go right ahead.
This wearing of camo, I think it's a reaction to, these Mexicans that are wearing tattoos of Mexican flags on their face or Mexican flag shirts. And, if a guy at a government meeting asked him if his nice clothes were cleaned at a dry cleaning business employing illegal aliens, spewing harmful chemicals ultimately into a fishing river or lake or ocean, you know, and the guy wearing a camo outfit, he might be more innocent having washed his clothes in earth-friendly detergent, you know, so just don't go by what the camo is, you know, because like I was at this internet cafe yesterday and this Mexican sat down next to me and then he gets a cell phone and call and starts talking in Spanish, so if somebody's wearing a camo outfit, you know, don't be judging him, you know.
Okay, Jeff, listen, we got to run to David in Arizona. Hope you'll call back again sometime, Jeff. Let's go to David in Arizona. David, we don't have much time. Go right ahead.
Yeah, greetings, Jack and Larry, from Phoenix, which I call the new Tijuana, Arizona.
Really? Yeah.
Dallas holds that distinction, too.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
A couple of things, Larry. I appreciate all the comments made today about these different issues, but I'd have to take issue with you on the land patent issue. You ever read the book by Gus Blackstone called The Errant Sovereign?
No, I haven't.
Well, it proved to me that the land patent is a valid argument. Real estate is not private property. Real estate is commerce. The same thing with the driver's license. I'm sure Jack is well aware, as his article explains, that the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that driving is not a privilege. It is an inherent birthright. And they've converted the automobile into a motor vehicle, quote-unquote, which is an article of commerce. We know that in statute law, they've created a lot of these word games for us. So true. I do recommend anyone who wants to research this issue on land patents and how to get out of the illegal taxation of private property that they buy the book called The Errant Sovereign by Gus Blackstone. It is the best work I've ever read on this issue.
David, let me get the book. Yeah, David, let me say to you that just the other day I have a great friend who's been involved in the sovereignty movement for years and years. And I asked him, I called him, and I said, I want one person to step forward and tell me that they were able to get out of paying their property taxes. And he says, well, I've got a guy that has many, many people that have done that, but for privacy reasons, they don't want to step forward. I said, hey, it's been 20 years people have been using these programs to get out of property taxes. Isn't there one that you can bring forward that I can interview to prove that he's got out of it? And, you know, there's still nobody stepping forward, David. Do you know somebody?
Well, yes, sir, I have done it. The key is to get the county assessor's office to reclassify the property as private land instead of...
Okay. David, we're coming up. Listen, I want to talk to you, David. If you've done it, I want to see the proof, and I want to proclaim that you've done it. So I hope you'll get a hold of us at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And don't forget, it's easy to find if you go to jackmclam.com. Brother Larry, God bless you and for all your success at keeping so many of us out of prison. I know
Jack,
you're still going to...
It's been a pleasure being on your show.
Well, Larry, I hope to have you back again. And I hope that that people will listen and start to look instead of just believing the sage on the stage. We get in trouble by believing what the sage on the stage says so often, Larry. We've got to check it out ourselves. Isn't that right?
That's true.
Okay. Lord bless you, Larry.
Day,
thanks,
Jack,
for being on. We'll talk to you again. Don't forget, folks, it's Saturday now. We'll be talk to you next Saturday. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.